Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. We are live here for this last show of 2025. And looking forward to chatting with you. We did come and brave the what does Carolyn call it? A French toast emergency. And we got here on time, as did Carolyn was here already, and Steve was already here. And Morgan's, he's not here today. He's remote.
But you would not know.
No.
Because Morgan is Morgan.
He is. He can be anywhere he needs to be. But we're here for you live. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out with getting those Christmas presents going. I remember TJ and I used to do that all the time, trying to help people with the what Santa brought. And most of it was just to let you know you're supposed to plug it all in before Christmas morning.
Yeah, you get it installed and updated first, so that you can open the box and then you just use it.
Otherwise, you have 3 hours of a gigabyte worth of updates that are happening, or a terabyte or whatever it could have been at the time. But I hope your Christmas was great and your holidays were awesome, and you were able to hang out with your family, and now we're here for you. Also, I want to thank you guys. I guess we did a really good job at the holiday store. Not surprised, but a great audience.
Yeah.
So it was a great period of time. You guys stepped up and helped out the Salvation Army, so that was wonderful that you did that as well. So thank you for doing that, helping people. And as usual and customary, we have some news out there for you. Technology news you maybe can use. I don't know.
Well, this was technology that a couple of pilots could use.
Yeah, they were happy it was there.
This is kind of a triumph of automation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Garmin's autopilot actually landed an aircraft without the pilot being in control.
And the pilot couldn't help because of an issue that happened.
Right. This is a small plane. It's a Beechcraft that was flying in to Rocky Mountain Metropolitan Airport in Colorado.
Okay. So it's got to navigate the mountains too.
Right. Now, the plane was moving along, you know, flying its flight plan and everything. And then suddenly there was a cabin pressure issue. Okay.
Not good.
At that point, the plane itself detected that there was a problem, and it went into, I don't know how to describe it other than to say a ready mode where it will completely take over all tasks for the pilots.
Quite an upgrade
if
to get
necessary.
That going.
Right.
Yeah.
And at some point during the emergency, the pilots did engage the full control system, which then allowed the aircraft autopilot, again, programmed by Garmin, to take over completely. It even radioed ahead and said, you know, with a robotic voice saying, you know, pilot incapacitation. It disclosed the position of the plane and where it was in conjunction with where it was going to go. So it radioed in so that everybody that needed to know that this plane is coming in knew about it. And then the plane just landed itself.
Man, the whole movie Airplane would end up differently.
I know.
Right? That autopilot, you just inflated him. He could smoke, too, I remember. How crazy is that, smoking?
And you don't have to worry about who ate the fish that day.
No, exactly. The technology actually worked.
It did.
Autopilot landing a plane. And this was a jet, little jet, too.
Yep.
Now, here's autopilot that didn't work. So in San Francisco, Waymo's got its robo-taxis. And we've given you numerous, numerous stories of Waymo and their robo-taxis. You can defeat it by just putting a cone on its hood. In this case, of course, there was a blackout in San Francisco, as we know. And the Waymos didn't know what to do with all the blinking lights, all the blinking stoplights. And they got confused. And they kind of just sat there. They couldn't navigate intersections. So they're all just kind of hanging out stuck. And at some point, Waymo themselves decided to suspend service and they had to tow these things. Imagine if you're getting a ride from this robo-taxi who didn't know what to do. So you got jet engines that can fly via Garmin, and then you've got these robo-taxis that can't handle a blinking light.
Right. I mean, it's not as though blinking lights are not a thing that couldn't have been part
foreseen
of the, it couldn't have been packaged into the algorithms that you know deal with stuff.
What else are they not checking on these things,
Dennis? I mean,
what else are they?
How many things are being left out of their programming? I mean, it just seems a little bit much, you know.
So they had to be towed back, and they made a huge mess of intersections. All these Waymos just sitting there unable to go. And I've got an updated vehicle now, and I haven't even used a brake on it. I mean, it seems like it's auto braking. It'll keep me in the lane, even though I don't want to. And sometimes I want to move. If you don't have the blinker going, it sure as heck is going to say you got to stay in the lane. So the technology out there for keeping cars and planes operating without human intervention is going to be something pretty cool. And I guess Waymo's got a ways to go. Maybe they got a few firmware updates to figure out what a blinking flashing light looks like. But we're going to have emergencies, right? I mean, even with the electric cars like Tesla, where they actually have them cripple-wired, right? So if you didn't pay the extra $10,000 to use the extended range and you happen to have an emergency, well, Tesla, if they have to let you go with for the extra distance, will flip on the battery that you're lugging around anyways that has the juice. They'll flip it on so you can actually escape the disaster that's occurring. So, you know, the technology, the crippleware, the ability to stay in the lane, all great stuff. A little creepy. Yeah, my car is always seems to be fighting with me. My wife's car, her minivan, does a much better job, I think, than this newer vehicle for me does, because it seems to be correcting constantly.
Oh,
whereas hers is kind of like, okay, we're in the lane. This one's like, I need to be perfectly in the lane, so it's like left, right.
The tolerance is much lower.
I don't know what it is, but it's really creepy about it. It's like, dude, we're in the lane, relax. But it's always trying to correct it for me. So we'll put these stories up there for you. In other news, both Dennis and I had this story. A pirate group says it has copied nearly all of Spotify's music catalog.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an activist group. Anna's Archive says it's accessed 86 million audio files and it plans to release them publicly. What are you battling? You're trying to harm musicians? I don't even know what the heck they're doing. But they have scraped all that music. So think of it basically as a mixtape you would have waited for if you were doing something in the old days when Dennis and I were waiting for the radio. You'd have to wait for it, but you had the cassette going and you captured it off the air.
Oh yeah, I remember those days. Yeah.
So we were scraping the public airwaves there. They actually did this now by just scraping Spotify's music, copying it, and then they're going to release it out there. So I don't know what they are supposedly doing. What they're fighting against, but that's a lot of data. Now, I'd also be careful if you go out there and try to find it. 250 million pieces of metadata, millions of audio files. If you're going to find that, there are also probably going to be some honeypots out there and some malicious stuff out there.
Yeah, and for all we know, the people that, scarf this music up are going to, treat people with all kinds of malware. But then again, it doesn't need to be them doing it.
No.
Because there are a lot of copycats that'll set up,
they'll take the data, create their own repositories.
Or they don't even take the data. They just purport to be the stash of the files and saying, here, come get our stuff.
Right.
But there's nothing there to be had and your computer's going to get borked.
To be a malicious honeypot. So be careful, guys. 86 million songs are out there. People are going to start talking about it. If you don't want to pay Taylor Swift, I understand. But she's out there with her music and she deserves to get paid.
Yeah.
And you're going to find that if you don't pay for what you're actually getting, you're going to end up getting something on your system that you shouldn't have. So 300 terabytes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, at 160 kbps quality. So it's got high quality. And my goodness. I don't know, but that's an issue if you're going to have a mixtape that big. Anything else you want to bring up, Dennis?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to mention something else. Merriam-Webster's.
Yes.
The word of the year for 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Drum roll, please.
Go for it.
Is slop.
Right.
As in AI slop.
Work
that
slop.
Is now bogging everybody down instead of adding to our productivity.
Eventually it might.
But might something.
If
I don't
it reads
know
its own slop is the problem. That's where the actual model fails. But that's interesting. The word slop. And we know what it means. So we'll put a link up there to all the stories we talked about. Mike G will post everything to our Facebook page over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network. So if you want to join that group, just ask. We'll let you in if you're not a crackpot. And you'll have access to the links that we talk about. We don't want you to go Googling the stuff we talk about because we don't want you to end up at some dark corner of the internet.
Right.
So you can go to our website, computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com. And Dennis is feverishly posting our links during the program, so you have them there for you. And if we happen to answer a question for you that's specific to you, we'll put the answer there as well as far as instructions. So four lines wide open on this snowy Saturday morning. We are live. We dragged our butts in here.
And we will help you with your new Christmas presents.
We'll do our best. 860-522. We're trying to help my mother-in-law with an Apple Watch. 9842. It's kind of a handy thing, right? So if it falls down, it can make a call for you and stuff like that. But we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Right. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
Last show of 2025. Can you believe it, Dennis?
Wow. We got all the way through.
We did it.
Woo!
We did it. Now let's go and help Cheryl out in Prospect to see what she's got going on. What's happening, Cheryl?
Good morning, Dennis and Eric.
Good morning.
It has to do with emails. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Yeah.
I have a question. Is there any email programs out there that will block junk emails before they get to me, or if a paid email program would be better than the freebies that are out there?
Who is your email provider?
Okay, I get all my stuff from, Frontier. So it comes through, it's got an AT&T email address and my iCloud email address.
So it's Yahoo?
Yeah, it's Yahoo hosting. Mm-hmm. Yahoo does have their own built-in filtering, and we can post a link to how to manipulate that.
Yeah, you can customize how aggressive it is or how light it is.
Yeah, and if you... you can also set up filters, but you'd have to kind of do it manually. But unfortunately, at the consumer level, there aren't a whole lot of options for services or software that will attach to any particular hosting. You kind of have to live within the realm of whatever that email host provides.
Yeah.
In this case, it's Yahoo. Because they're, even though you're using AT&T email, it's Yahoo that's handling the mail for them.
Yep. So we'll put the link up there for you to configure it, and then you can allow or disallow whatever you'd like. And of course, when it comes down, whatever your mail client is also has the ability to tag messages that you don't want to get from senders. If unsubscribing hasn't worked, you can go ahead and take whatever email you're getting and throw it into your junk just by marking it typically within the mail client too. So there's two ways to 86 the spam.
Mark it as junk and unsubscribe, and also go into Yahoo and set up filters.
You got it. That's the best way, Cheryl.
Okay. Thank you very much, gentlemen, and hope you have a great day and a happy new year.
Thank you, Cheryl. You too.
Yep. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. So, informed delivery, right? The U.S. Post Office has that little tool where it'll show you what's coming.
Yes.
But you can't blast out what you don't want. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, it's great to tell you what's coming.
Right.
But they don't give me a mail filter.
Right. You can't say, don't deliver that. I don't want it.
Right. Wouldn't that be great?
It would be fantastic.
It would save all the gas
the
and the work. Yeah.
Like you could just You could just trash it before it even hits your mailbox.
Wouldn't that be a feature?
That would be great. And I would think the post office might want to do that instead of having to transport each letter.
You'd think, but then they'd have nothing to do.
Right. Because they'd just be heaving all their mail out to the dumpster.
Right, you hear the stories of finding mailbags along the side of the road where the guy dumped his mail. In this case, we can blast it right out of the system if you let us. I would love to do that. Informed delivery. Yeah. Ah, man, I would reduce, my mail carrier would have probably 80% less mail.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
It's nutty out there. So, yeah, and the spam filters that are out there, especially in the professional side that we use, there's three or four good ones out there.
Yeah.
And we try to, you know, configure them for our clients so that they're not getting a lot of junk and malicious stuff that comes in. The mail filter is also smart enough to block links that come in. So if you're a business and you don't have a mail filter running, you need to have one. It's like one of the most basic of basic cybersecurity tools out there.
Yeah.
And yes, you could get a false positive. Guess what?
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. And, you know, I found most of the customers are willing to deal with that.
Yeah.
I mean, because there aren't too many of them anymore. It used to be a bigger issue.
Right. And then you lower and lower and lower the security.
Right. And then people be getting hammered with really nasty crap.
So it's a good thing to have and configure. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So Nick and Enfield, you hang on. We're going to get to you after Morgan's news. Three lines open for you guys. 860-522-WTIC is the number. Feel free to get online. Dennis and I are here live on this snowy Saturday until 11. Yes, we are simulcasting over at the old Facebook page there. If you follow us over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, just ask to join. We'll let you in. Mm-hmm. And you can follow us on the YouTubes. And you can watch us there, too.
Yep.
If you just want to see a couple of pasty white computer geeks talking about tech talk, that's us. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. The last show of 2025. We're here on this snowy Saturday morning, and we're happy you are, too. And I'm sure you're digging out like Dennis and I did to get here. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we will do our best to help you out this morning with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we've got Nick in Enfield up next. Morning, Nick.
Good morning. So last week, one of my friends texted me on her phone, and then later when we got together, she said, "Didn't you get it?" And I scrolled through. I never got it. We scrolled through hers. She had sent it. We both have iPhones, and we both use Verizon. So do you have any ideas what might have happened?
Well, was it just a text message, or was she sending a link or something else?
No, just a message.
Both Dennis and I are puzzling.
Looking around for something here.
I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Wow. I was going to, here's the thing.
Yeah.
When you're talking between iPhones, Apple has its own service that carries those messages, and it will end up carrying them between your two individual phones. If you were texting, let's say you had an Android and she was texting you, that message would get handed off to a carrier, and then it would be delivered by the carrier. In this case, this is all being handled in-house by Apple.
Yeah.
Because it's an iMessage from one to another. That's it. So we have to find out why that wouldn't work.
It could just be that they dropped the packets. You could have just had a glitch. Apple and messaging, it could have been 99.9999, right? But there is still a 9. And
it could be
that it was just missed. She sent it, right? Are you sure she has the text? Did she send the text? I've done that before where I've typed the text.
And never hit send.
Never hit send.
Well, I've done that, but we had lunch later and I saw, we compared our phones and I saw it.
No, I know you probably saw it, but ironically, it could look like it was sent, but it wasn't sent.
It may be in the list of the messages that are outbound on her phone.
Right.
But it may not actually have been sent.
And I've done that myself. It's kind of like Seinfeld. You can take the reservation. You just don't know how to hold the reservation. Here, you can start a text. You just have to send it. And I am guilty of it myself. So
It had the blue background, which sent messages typically have.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, that's a thing in iPhones.
I didn't know that. So you confirmed
bubble,
it. Is it confirmed
the blue
send?
Bubble is supposed to mean something.
All right.
Now, the problem here is that Eric and I are both unfamiliar with that interface. It's just that I've heard about that before. And I've also heard about complaints where messages that iPhones send to other kinds of devices don't show up the same way. And apparently this was a very upsetting thing for a while.
Oh,
I don't know why.
If you don't have a green bubble or something like that,
it's blue, you want the blue bubble, and then it would be green instead if it went to an Android, and then it was all...
It's marketing.
I mean, the whole Apple world was in a tizzy over this for a while.
I'm thinking, Nick, you just had a glitch, because there's nothing we're reading that we've done some quick searching on to say... You know, we were going to suggest using SMS, using a different method of texting, but you're using the same Apple device pretty much through the same carrier. So all we can chalk it up to is some sort of interference. Was there a microwave going on when she was sending the message? I mean, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we were each sitting on our microwave ovens while we were making popcorn.
I mean, it's going to get down to that, because if you sent it, you never received it. Somehow that message was garbled or something happened. Data does get garbled. So we were just having stories a little while back about airplanes who had to have their firmware roll back because solar flares were interrupting and causing the packets within the plane to cause issues where it could fall out of the sky. It is probably conceivable that your Apple phone might not send a text 100% of the time for all sorts of reasons. So I can't think of anything else. We can't find anything else.
Well, about the only thing that we can do is post a link to a generic troubleshooting article by Apple that goes over all kinds of different problems with messages on iPhones.
But it's only one time it happened, right?
Right. It's just a one-time event, right? Yeah.
Yep. Not that I know of.
That you know.
And she marked you as spam?
My spam or blocked?
Right.
No.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, an electrician one time used the term MES, and I said, "What's that?" He said, "I'll paraphrase: mysterious electronic stuff."
Yeah, there is stuff like that that does happen in our world, and it's hard. Yeah, especially if it can't be reproduced, then it's not really necessarily a programmatic problem or a logical one. It's some sort of illogical error that happened that we can't have an answer for if it only happened once. If we can find a pattern, as geeks, we're always looking for patterns. We're always looking for some way to figure out, you know, why is it a zero or a one? And in your case, it just didn't happen, and she sent it. So it's either on your end or her end or in between. Apple could have glitched and could have lost your message. That's all I can think of. Hopefully it wasn't important.
No. Not at all. But it was a curiosity, and I thought I'd call.
Well, we appreciate these calls. You know, people are wondering why their stuff isn't working all the time, and you're probably not the first guy to have a message that didn't go, and there are other people saying, hey, that happened to me too. We just don't have an answer for it, because if it doesn't happen often or in any kind of pattern, it's hard to troubleshoot.
Right. Yeah, there's a difference between recognizing that a problem occurred and then being able to diagnose the cause, and we can't do that at this point.
No. Nope. Call us if it happens again, right when it happens.
Okay. Best wishes for the new year to you guys and your producer and the staff and everybody's listening. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. You too.
Thank you, and thank you for listening.
All right. So that mysterious text message, it just doesn't go.
Yeah.
It's not that she changed the venue on him, at least, right? Hey, or the time. Nothing major happened, thankfully. But, yeah, there's nothing we can find that gives us any real answers on that. If you actually have an iPhone where you have an answer as to why it could happen, feel free to let us know.
Well, yeah, and the other thing is he could always check with the geniuses, but I don't know if they're going to be able to come up with anything.
The geniuses at the fruit stand?
Yeah.
So in other news here, feel free to get online, four lines wide open, 860-522-9842. I read this. It's odd, though. It's almost like it's being tested in India. Google is going to allow you to change your Gmail address. Now, lots of people have set up Gmail addresses, and who knows what you were at, right? What was the email address of the guy from Transformers?
I don't remember.
He used a pretty stupid email address, but it's like an email address you come up with in high school. I'll look it up and find it. But they're going to let you change your email address. Right now, it's only in Hindi, as far as the articles that we're seeing that talk about Google allowing this. They're probably going to test it and maybe in India and see if the process works out okay. But it is kind of nice to be able to do that, because your Gmail or whatever email you've configured is that's your address forever. And I'll find the email I'm talking about for the Transformers. You're going to see why you may want to change that address. Who knows what you created way back when? And you may not want to keep it going forward, because it just sounds silly or unprofessional. I would still tell you to get your own personal email address and pay for it at like a Proton service or any service that offers a paid email service rather than a free one. Only because at least at that way you have encrypted, secure email that actually is yours and not a third party's. So we're going to step out for a quick break. We have four lines open for you, 860-522-9842. This is Computer Talk, and we are live on a snowy Saturday. We'll be right back. And we are back. So imagine if your email address was ladiesman217, Sam Wick Wiki there. That was his eBay account, but same idea. He may want to change that if it happened to be his S Wiki at ladiesman217 when he becomes an adult. Whenever that happens. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to, a caller called in and suggested an answer to our iPhone issue.
Oh,
there,
right. He said there could be a storage issue on either end, so that maybe the message was, if the problem is on the sending side, if there's not enough storage on the phone, it may not actually send out the message. Mm-hmm. It could also happen on the receiving side, where the message actually did go out, but it was not retained on the receiving end if there's a storage issue.
Yeah. Or an update.
Or there might be an iOS update, yeah.
So good point. Let's go to Ray in Burlington. What's going on, Ray? Hey, Ray, you there? Hey, Ray, I can hear myself. You there, Ray? Come on, Ray.
Hello?
Hello, Ray. Ray, you there, buddy? Come on, man. Pick up the phone. All right, well, he's not there. We'll put him back on hold. Maybe he had something else to do. He wanted to talk about malware domains.
Right, which is a problem.
Yes.
And it's, well, that's the reason why we tell you to go to our website or to Facebook or Twitter to get any links that we are going to send out to you, because we don't want you searching for stuff.
Right.
If we've got information for you, go exactly to the place that we asked. Because if you're going to type in a domain name or if you're going to do a search,
mm-hmm.
you could come up with the wrong thing and go to a bad place.
Ray, you there now? What Ray's doing.
Ray!
So he was interested in talking about that. There was a recent, I think it was Krebs.
Yeah.
Brian Krebs' article. We'll put the link up there for you. Yeah. That basically... most of those parked domains, these are basically, when we say parked domains, they're kind of like misspellings of common domains that you could find yourself going to, and they could be really very good replicas of the actual domain. Banking sites, financial sites, don't just Google it and click on it unless you are really, really sure it's legit, because it may not be. It could even have that little blue lock on it, because now even the bad guys are paying for the SSL certificate.
Right. That's the irony here. They're actually spending money buying certificates just so that they can get away with this. And it's no longer enough to see that lock at the top of the screen.
So your login could exist. You try to log in. You put in your credentials. Now the bad guys have your login information to that site. Now, if you've been smart enough to turn on two-factor authentication, they won't be able to get to use that, because the 2FA is still going to go to you, but be aware of it. Let me give Ray one more chance. Hey, Ray, you there?
Yeah, hello, yes.
There you are. That's okay. What do you want to talk about? We're talking about parked domains?
Yeah, I was reading an article about parked domains that are expired or web sites, and that now scammers and malware are using them, that if you click on them, it could lead to some issues with your computer. So can you talk a little bit about what they are and the dangers of them and what to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Well, mainly what happened, it's called typo squatting,
mm-hmm.
where somebody takes google.com.
Right.
Instead of google.com, and then they'll seed that website with malware. They might even make it look like Google,
mm-hmm.
and for all I know, maybe it uses APIs to pass requests to Google, and it might look like it's going to return real Google results.
That's
but
true.
You do not want to load that website on your computer, because you don't know what it's going to do to it.
Now, Ray, if you use a good web filter like OpenDNS, guess what's not going to happen for you? You won't be able to go to those sites. So if you're using OpenDNS, it's going to keep you on a safe internet. It won't allow those parked sites to show up for you, or even for you to go to them,
right,
most likely.
Because it should already have figured out that some of these misspelled domains are malicious.
Are you using OpenDNS?
Not at this time, but I got some time between now and the end of the year to load it on and do that.
Well, the good news is there isn't anything to load.
Right.
All you're going to do, for the most part, is make a change to the settings in your router, on your home router.
Do you ever take the HOV lane, Ray, on the highway?
Occasionally.
Well, that's all this is. The OpenDNS is just the HOV lane. It keeps you off the crazy four lanes of Connecticut highways we have now, and you're nicely and safely tucked away over on the left-hand side there, the HOV lane, where you're safely going down the road without all the crazies that are on our highways. That's the same way it works on the internet. You're just going to tell your computer to get off that main highway and work only on the HOV lane of the internet. And that's all it is. It's not a loading. It's just a configuration of your network. And it's not that hard. And we have tons of instructions out there for you to use to do it. And that will avoid this whole article that you're reading. And we're going to share it. I think it was a Krebs article, right, Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll put the link out there for you. And it's easy to do. And once you configure your computers to be on that safer internet, you're not going to come across this most likely.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Ray. Thank you for bringing it up.
Okay. Thanks very much. Sorry for the initial problems getting my with you guys.
That's okay.
But have a happy new year and look forward to listening to you again in 2026.
Sounds good. Yeah, thank you, Ray.
Don't feel bad. We're used to technology not working right.
Yeah. I wish my phone worked. I wish it worked. But yeah, OpenDNS, we can't stress it enough. If you just do some basic computer hygiene and keep yourself more safe, don't go on the internet without a web filter in place. It's easy to do. OpenDNS is free. It's a Cisco product, and we've recommended it for maybe 20 years now. I mean, there was another one before it that we recommended all the time.
Oh.
Dog something.
Oh, yeah. That was software that you had to install on the computer.
Yeah, and it worked too.
And it worked, but log files would bog down, and then sometimes the software would just
choke.
Yeah, it would choke on what you're doing.
But it was a good option until OpenDNS came along, and now you've got this free option. All you're doing is configuring the actual DNS settings, the domain name server, which the internet uses to serve up internet, to serve up websites.
Mike G just remembered it. It's called K9.
K9, he's good. Mike is the best. He's like our Wayback Machine. So yeah, K9 we recommend it. So the OpenDNS is the DNS domain name server. You're just telling your browser to not use the DNS information from your internet provider, but to use the DNS information from OpenDNS and Cisco, which is that HOV lane, that safer lane on the highway. As long as if you don't have anybody behind you that wants to go 75 where you're trying to do 65, it's a safe lane. And you're not going to end up with this issue where you find yourself in some dark area of the internet. So you do that. You have Windows Defender running for your antivirus. And I'm telling you, that advice has been something we've been giving out for about 30 years. You know, safe surfing and a basic antivirus. And that's all you really need these days. Still, turn on two-factor authentication. Make sure all your accounts have two-factor running, because that's the other thing to protect you from the bad guys out there. It's funny, the dark web, I say it's funny, but if you listen to all the breaches we talk about, it means the dark web has got all your information. You logged into such and such with this email address. You use this password. And I've actually had clients get called by our competitors. Hey, your stuff's on the dark web. Yeah, tell me something we don't know.
yeah.
It has nothing to do with anything you've done. It has to do with wherever you went. That company's information was leaked out in the dark web, and you couldn't do anything about it. Now, if you keep using the same password out there with the same email combination, that's you.
That is where you're getting into trouble that you can avoid.
Right. And then turn that two-factor on. So even if the bad guys have it, it's much harder for them to leverage that information and get into your accounts. But believe it or not, sadly, even with like Microsoft 365, even that is becoming more and more difficult to prevent. But it is what it is these days. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We're going to talk with Morgan Cunningham after the news about his new late night Saturday show.
Yeah,
I want to hear about that and hear what Morgan's going to be up to. And then we'll take your calls. 860-522-9842 is the number. Get online during the news. Everything we've posted and talked about we posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you follow us on Facebook over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, you can get the information there, as well as if you follow us on X at Tab Computer Sys. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.